Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it. Wow.
This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex. Presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
That's Dawn Staley, who is celebrating her third national championship as head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, winning a basketball game that captured the attention of the entire sports world. We're going to get to the numbers in a moment. They're going to blow you away. The audience was a record audience Sunday afternoon watching the national championship game between South Carolina and Iowa. We'll get to that in a moment. First, for an incredible selection of Kia, Subaru, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, visit Doug Smith Dealerships in American Fork and Spanish Fork. Great service starts with know-how, and nobody knows how, like Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Getting better.
Jeremy, we should have had Alex tape that before that. Like, I have to keep doing this. And you can't do that. You can't do a Doug Smith ad without saying it. Or singing it, right? I'm trying my best here.
Just hum it.
Those of you listening, I'm trying my best. Okay? I'll do much better actually talking about sports now. Let's get to the cut. It's South Carolina and Iowa next.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is what made the cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
What a show they put on. South Carolina and Iowa in the national championship game. In the women's NCAA tournament, there was so much hype going into this tournament, so much hype surrounding Caitlin Clark. There was hype surrounding South Carolina. There's hype surrounding Dawn Staley, hype surrounding the LSU players and team, the defending champions, all these great storylines. Paige Beckers and UConn back in the Final Four. So many storylines. I can't come up with these many storylines in the men's side. I just can't. It's just been so interesting. And Sly, the reason why it's interesting is because of the reason we watch sports. Now, you and I, we'll sit here and watch football. We could watch any football game, because we love the sport, play the sport, love to analyze it. It's just fascinating to us. But not everybody's like that. Not everybody's a sicko like us. Okay,
nerd.
Most people. You okay with being a football nerd?
Oh yeah.
So am I.
Oh yeah. Okay?
Call me a football nerd.
Oh yeah.
I don't care.
I'll wear it on my chest. In fact, I'll make us a shirt.
You need it. So you got the Utah Man of My shirt on.
Yes.
You got your gear on. Go check out Sly's gear, by the way. It's awesome. You need to come up with that shirt. Football nerd. Do it.
I'll make it happen.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll text the warden.
I helped Sly some money today. Speaking of money, some people made a lot of money this weekend. And Caitlin Clark's one of them. And there's a lot of other players that are going to make a lot of money because she did. And we'll get into the business side of things here. But real quick, we'll focus on the stuff that happened on the basketball court. South Carolina takes care of business. They beat Iowa. And Caitlin Clark, the best player in women's college basketball. But Camila Cardoso was pretty darn good, too. And Iowa had no answer for her. And Dawn Staley gave her a lot of credit for them winning the championship.
Camila Cardoso was not going to let us lose a game in the NCAA tournament. She played through an injury. She played like one of the top picks in a WNBA draft.
Good plug.
Absolutely. And she will certainly be there. We know who the number one pick's going to be. And that is Caitlin Clark. Despite falling short in the national championship game, she scored 30 points, and there's no question that she did a phenomenal job elevating the sport. Even Dawn Staley, after the game, called her the GOAT and gave her credit, so much credit for what she did to elevate and promote this sport. And, of course, Caitlin Clark was asked about that after the game.
And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport, and it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour.
Not going to stop just here on the collegiate tour. That remains to be seen, and that's going to be something to watch. That's going to be curious. But let me tell you what. People watched it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
People have watched it this past week or two.
Oh, yeah.
And this is building momentum. I don't – yeah, you're right. This is not a flash in the pan thing. This game is growing. It's exciting. And if they can continue to have these type of players, storylines, people will watch. Let me throw out the numbers, Sly. The 2024 NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship, 18.7 million viewers. It peaked at 24 million. To give you some perspective on that, yes, that is more than the NBA Finals. That is more than the World Series. That is more than the Masters. In fact, it tied, the 18.7 ties, the college football playoff semifinal between Washington and Texas.
Wow.
Did you just drive off the road? Because that is unbelievable. I'm telling you, these are massive, massive numbers. A lot of money was made this past week and was made on women's college basketball. There's the men's national championship game tonight won't even come close to this, especially since it's starting on like 9:30 East Coast time. Wow. Anyway, we don't have time for that. We'll talk about that later.
Who does that?
Who does that? Up 89% from last year, 285% from 2 years ago. 285%. Most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. Most watched, let me say that one more time. Most watched basketball game, men's or women's,
pros,
college or NBA, since 2019.
Wow.
Okay, that was the most watched sporting event since 2019, excluding, and ESPN makes his note, excluding football in the Olympics. Come on, ESPN. That last one I don't really care for because, come on.
Of course.
But it's impressive nonetheless, okay? So how about that? 18.7 million viewers. Now, why were 18.7 million watching? Why are all of us talking about it? Why were you watching it? Sly, the reason is, we watch sports to be entertained.
Right.
Like I mentioned before, some of us nerd out on it. It's a hobby or we play it, we love it. That's not everybody. To get the casual fan, to get all of you out there who aren't hardcore women's college basketball fans or hardcore basketball fans at all to watch the last week or two is because of great storytelling. We watch to be entertained. And the same reason we watch movies and television shows is the same reason we watch major sporting events. We want to see stars. We want to see a great story. We want to see drama. We want to see a spectacular ending. It's not any different. And outside of the three-pointer at the end, Sly, women's college basketball delivered.
To end it, right? I completely agree with you, man. This game, Friday's game, I wish I could jump on the radio and have a three-hour segment about, you know, the UConn-Iowa game.
Think about what you just said.
Right?
We couldn't wait on you know, to break it down.
Yeah. The UConn-Iowa game was epic.
Yeah.
Right? The UConn,
but we were here to do it. It happened Friday night. Yeah.
UConn-USC game was awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Women's basketball, I've been a fan of for years. But I think in the last few years, of course, just the understanding of women's basketball has just elevated. You can see it getting better every single time. Big fan of Sue Bird, big fan of Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops, Tamika Holsquall back in the days. Love those girls back
in
the days.
But what's the difference now?
I think the level of play is better.
Yes.
No, get me wrong. I had an older cousin. She was a baller, hooper. And we go out to the courts, she would hoop up all the guys like it was nothing. There was no excuses because you're a girl. Lo and behold, she's only 5'2", but she was fast. She had handles. She could shoot. And, like, she could do it. And same thing with all those women back in the day. I just think the way these women are playing nowadays, you can actually have that conversation of can you beat guys, right? Because what did what's her name, LSU, Angel Reese, say? She was like, we grew up playing against guys.
Yeah.
Her, Caitlin, Paige, they grew up playing against guys. The way that they play is how they dominated against men, you know, growing up. So they went through all of that, and they are all changing the sport. All of these girls are playing that type of level. The toughness you see from these girls, the fight underneath, the no calls that are happening. It's a physical game. This is a physical women's basketball game, right? There's no like, oh, I tripped over my shoelace, I broke my kneecap. No, they are throwing bows down there, setting great screens, great technically sound basketball, right? What we're missing from the NBA with all this traveling and carrying the basketball and all these other crap that we hate about the game, you're not getting that with women's basketball. Women are doing it the right way, technically sound of what we know, what we love, what we teach our young kids
nowadays.
Fundamental
basketball, yes.
Women are doing it at the highest level. They're doing amazing things. And then you have the storylines to go on top of it, right? The Paige Beckers coming back from injury. The Juju Smiths, the true freshman, setting records every day. The Caitlin Clark, who's just an unstoppable shooting phenom, right? The Angel Reese, who's just dominating in paint with athletic ability. The Flaje Johnsons, right? Just an amazing athlete. Now you got true freshmen like Malaysia Fawiley,
yeah.
Right? You got great storylines all over the place. Juggernauts like South Carolina. You know, the villains as in LSU who's stacking teams with Haley Van Lith.
And the arrogance they seem to play with.
Right.
And the Kim Mulkey leading their charge.
Her outfits.
Yeah, just, yeah. It rubs a lot of people wrong. The way that it's the whole deal with LSU.
But it's the story.
But that was fun, right? We loved it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You had all aspects of a story there. From the villain to the helpful person to the actual hero to the legends. You know, all of this stuff is all a part of that. All of great stories is culmination of all of it. It's great. And then for, I think, college basketball, what's so great about it and that we love, it's what we can see in the future, right? Because what's one of the biggest statements out right now is the end of an era. End of Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
End of Ben Roethlisberger and all of that in football, right? End of LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, all of these older guys, Chris Paul getting older. They're almost done. What's the next storyline? It's women's basketball. That's the next great. I love it. I love every aspect of it. Love women's basketball.
Well, that's the challenge now, is obviously we all enjoyed night. 18.7 million of us really enjoyed what we watched yesterday.
Right. To the point where everybody online, everywhere.
From the Elite Eight super to critical. The Final Four to the championship game grew every game.
Every game.
So people came and they watched and they liked what they saw and they came back for more and more. So now the challenge is on the WNBA, which has mixed. Yeah, I mean, it's fair to say that the league has really struggled to market itself. It struggled with pay. It struggled with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You have all these sensational players coming into your league now. And there's already been sensational players.
Yes.
Just not this many that with all these storylines and all this flair and the skill. I mean, there's been great players in the WNBA, but how many of them hit 30-foot step-back threes like Steph Curry?
The way she does it, too.
Right.
Like you may have seen, you know, somebody splash and hit a 25-footer once in a game.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is doing it 3-4 times a game.
Right.
With
almost
ease,
consistently.
Unconscious. She's coming down half court, and I'm telling you, like, okay, that's my word when she comes out half court. Unconscious. Next thing you know, she pulls it and rips it. That's how I feel when Damian Lillard is pulling the ball up off court. He's going to pull this thing. And that's the excitement that I have with watching Caitlin Clark. I never had that before with watching other women bring the ball up the court. It's amazing what she's doing for the sport. Now you got stars, Kelsey Plum, Asia Wilson, all of these girls in the WNBA right now. And they're all going to be a part of this next movement that you can love. It's awesome. I love, what is it? I think this WNBA class is going to be awesome. I love Cameron Brink out of Stanford.
Yeah. She's already doing New Balance commercials. You saw her in commercials throughout you probably didn't even know it.
Right.
She was in a commercial with NBA players. That never would have happened 10, 20 years ago.
No, not at all, because nobody would care.
Nobody would know.
But the women's basketball is on the map right now.
Yeah.
So young, old, whoever it is, needs to appreciate the moment and help it, right? What was the biggest thing that I've always heard about this? Everybody was always talking about how the women were complaining about not having, you know, the same as the NBA and this and that.
Right.
And other women who don't play basketball were like, yeah, WNBA needs this and that. And I was like, and the question was like, do you watch WNBA? Have you gone to WNBA games? Do you buy WNBA gear? Why are you complaining when you don't even support it?
Right.
But that support is here now.
It is there. Can they carry it over from basketball to the WNBA?
Yes.
This is a big moment for the WNBA. The draft's coming up this month.
Huge moment.
Games start this summer. These players that we're talking about and have been talking about all month that drew 18.7 million viewers and 12.3 million viewers, they're coming into your league.
Mm-hmm.
Can you finally get your act together and market this properly?
They have the resources to do it. You're partnered with the NBA. Who knows how to do stuff like this?
That hasn't helped for the last 20-plus years.
But this is a moment.
Franchise after franchise has failed. We had one fail here in Utah.
Yeah.
Because this is different. I get it. But can we trust this league to capitalize on what we've seen? Because I think we'd all love to see stuff like this at the professional level. There's no reason why what we've seen for the last month can't exist on the professional side of things.
Definitely can. And I love Dawn Staley for calling that out even in her championship speech.
Yeah.
She said, applaud Caitlin Clark for carrying this. She understands the moment.
She's not dumb.
What did we say? Dawn Staley's been at South Carolina since when? 2008?
2008, 2009.
Right?
Been a while.
So she knows.
15 years.
She knows the impact of what this girl is doing right now.
Yeah.
Can the WNBA maximize this opportunity?
That's the business
side. I'm there to support it, but they need to do their part in making it what it is.
I mean, you saw we had this conversation. I'll bring it up here before we got to go, but you're on CNN. It says South Carolina wins the national championship. Whose picture did you see?
Caitlin Clark's picture. Caitlin Clark didn't win the championship.
No, she didn't.
But what's going to make the average scroller or the average person look into that article? Is it Caitlin Clark or a picture of South Carolina?
Is that disrespectful?
To me, it's not. Right? It would be more disrespectful if the local media showed Iowa.
Yeah.
That would be disrespectful.
Sure.
But CNN don't owe South Carolina nothing.
Yeah.
CNN wants its clicks. What's going to get its clicks? Caitlin Clark is.
Yeah.
Because the headline was South Carolina won the national championship in Caitlin Clark's last game. Not Iowa. It was Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, had and nothing so you, to do with Iowa.
The only name in that headline was Caitlin Clark. CNN don't owe South Carolina nothing. And I think that people get it twisted and make it a race bait or battle or whatever it is. And it's not that at all.
Yeah.
It's business. My business is I need clicks. I need viewerships. We're talking about 18.7 million views. What's getting that? Caitlin Clark is getting that for me. So don't forget about the business when people are going about their business.
You hit it nail on the head there. You hit it.
Yeah.
It's a business. And, okay, it's entertainment. And I hope this reminds everybody that it is entertainment.
Yes.
If you're just watching a basketball game, that's not entertainment. If you're watching a game with storylines and heroes and stars and all the things that we love about stories, that's it. You found something, and people found it this month. They found it this year with women's college basketball. The challenge now for women's college basketball, both in college and at the WNBA level, is to maintain this momentum and not just make this a moment, but make it normal.
Yes.
This is how we always watch the game. This is how it's always played. Who's the next Caitlin Clark? Who's the next girl that's come out here and rise her program from where she's from into a superpower? And hit step-back 30-footers, just like Steph. You know, I mean, people used to say, well, the women's game needs dunks. I think we saw it doesn't need that.
Right.
There's other ways that it can be the best it can be and entertain us. The key, though, is entertain, Sly, and marketing. It's got to be entertainment. It's got to be marketing. Otherwise, it's just a game.
It got to go hand in hand.
And no one's just going to watch just a game.
Yeah. Can't just expect it. You got to go out there and make it happen. What they are doing, and these girls are willing. They're willing to grow the game. You see them in their post-game conferences talking about what the impact in women's sports is. It is. They know it. They understand it. They believe it. And they are all in. Maximize this opportunity right now. I love women's basketball. I do. I really do. I will watch it. But they got to do it the right way. Go out and do it. Hand-to-hand. Marketing and investment. All of it. They can make it
they
happen.
They need 18.7 million people to watch the WNBA championship.
How many times did they show Jason Sudeikis in the last few games?
Which is smart.
And he's going to be a catalyst for other celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have – this is what I want to say. When you have LeBron James tweeting about you specifically, you've done something. He's saying you better put some respect, on Caitlin Clark's name. And if you're hating on her, you're just a hater. Mm. Simple as that.
And he would know.
Yes. Of anybody, yeah, he would know. And she's just doing some amazing things right now and changing the game. And you got eyes on you like that. And we were talking about this off air. It was talking about the pressure that Caitlin Clark has had to handle and consume doing this. And the way she's handled it, tip my cap.
She handled it well, and she delivered.
Oh, yes, and delivered.
She
18
deliver.
Points in the first quarter. I was juiced.
I wrote 20-9. She didn't deliver a championship. She's not five people. But she delivered 30 points. She delivered in every moment, in every way, as much as she possibly could have on her own.
Yeah.
To lift this sport up. And Dawn Staley gave her kudos. You just tip your cap. I do the same as well. I hope this continues into the WNBA because I loved what I saw over the last month, and I want more. I want more. So bring me more. That's the challenge to the WNBA now because all these stars are heading that way. All right, nominate the youth sports volunteer that you know for the Hercules Hero of the Week. Submit your nomination at kslsports.com/contests and listen every Thursday afternoon to JJ and Alex for the winner. Help us celebrate the efforts of those volunteers making an impact with the Hercules Hero of the Week, sponsored by Hercules Credit Union. We have to take a short break here on JJ and Alex. When we come back, it's the Jazz Daily. We'll hit the latest on the Jazz, and we're also going to take a look at this wild race in the Western Conference playoffs. You lose a game, you're in trouble.
In trouble.
The playoffs basically have already started. We'll get to that and more next on JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Yeah! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball.
All right, Sly and I need to have our great conversations become segments. Not always sports related, but
no.
We were just... How did you just like you just randomly come up with best 90s action sports hero?
That was
best
on
90s
my mind,
action hero
on my mind all day yesterday.
Okay,
had to tweet about it, and I'm just like I don't know because one I love all these different actors. Like I just watched Universal Soldiers the other night.
Okay,
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah,
all about it.
Of course,
right? And then you go Bloodsport as a
of
kid.
Course.
You know how big karate was.
Oh man.
So you got Bloodsport. That was just insane. And then you think about Wesley Snipes, right?
Uh-huh.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Passenger 57.
Yep.
Blade. I mean, he had hits after hits. And then you think that's when Sylvester Stallone was at his height, right? Got Rambo. You got Judge Dredd, Demolition Man, right?
I can make an argument that Sly's time was over in the 90s.
Man.
Because Rambo kind of, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, First Blood, Rambo.
I know some of it bled in from the 80s, but there was still, like, I mean, Sylvester Stallone, you still got Rocky 3, Rocky 4s.
Yeah. But it was Schwarzenegger for me.
Schwarzenegger. I agree, and he's mine. I was saving it.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was huge.
But I have a dark horse who actually became, I think he's one of the greatest action movie heroes of all time. Is Keanu Reeves, because we were talking about, I mean, I brought up Speed, Point Break,
right?
And then the Matrix movies kick off in the 90s.
Great.
Does that count as action hero stuff?
Oh,
in a different way?
Oh,
kind
yeah.
of a nerdy way, but yeah.
Him and Mr. Smith
right?
battles? I'm all about
and then, of
that.
Of course, we had no idea what greatness Keanu Reeves was in store for later on as he became John Wick.
How does your action stars get greater when you're older?
He's the master. Do we throw Nick Cage out?
Oh, Nick Cage.
Is Nicolas Cage in the conversation?
Boy.
He's become basically a living meme at this point. But
right.
Nicolas Cage was elite in the 90s.
I forgot all about Nick Cage.
How? How did you forget?
Man, The Rock was my movie. That was all about
right.
that. Right.
Face
Rock,
Off.
Face Off.
We just put the most ridiculous
Con
plots.
Air. Con Air.
Air. And they
Con
pulled Air. It. He pulled them all off.
Oh, those are hits. Man. You could research and study this all the time because somebody said Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is one of my favorite actors with Die Hard.
Yeah.
The Die Hard.
Technically an 80s movie.
That was the first one. I'm talking about Die Hard 2 with the Vengeance, Die Hard 3.
Fair enough.
You know, with Samuel L. Jackson. That was in the 90s. Right? I mean, yeah. Bruce Willis was great.
How about Tom Cruise?
Did Mission Impossible start in 97, 98?
It did. Yeah.
Still going?
What, 1996, I think, was the first Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, I think the 90s.
Almost 20 years later. It's almost 30 years later.
Nothing beats the 90s. I sound like an old head right now. I apologize for everybody listening. But the 90s were just best, man. There's just so many examples from music to movies to times, even children's movies. Like, if I got kids and nephews are over or whatever, we're watching 90s movies.
You're watching Toy Story.
What? Toy Story?
Yeah.
What about Three Ninjas Strike Back?
There you go.
That's your movie, Jeremy. I'm all about it, man. And so, like, oh, man, yeah, man. The 90s were just the best for me.
It's official. Every time Sly's on the show, we're having these debates.
A 90s throwback?
No one wants to talk about the Jazz and their 12-game losing streak. Am I wrong?
Is that what it's at now?
It's at 12. It's the third worst ever for the Jazz.
Dang it!
It's not good. It's not good. But it's almost by. I mean, it's like if the team was losing 12 games in a row and they were trying their hardest,
right?
Meaning the franchise was trying to win games, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is a disaster. We're all intelligent here. We know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to win right now. They're trying to keep their draft pick. There's no incentive to win right now. This is an NBA problem, Sly.
Got
to
get that lottery, yeah.
Okay, there's no incentive. There's several teams in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors are losing on purpose. The Brooklyn Nets are trying to lose. The Utah Jazz are trying to lose because they're trying to secure their draft position. The Jazz, if they're not top 10 after the lottery, that pick goes to the Thunder. And then missing the playoffs again was all for naught. You lose that first-round pick. And I know, Sly, it's not a great draft, but I don't care. You don't want to miss a chance and an opportunity to build and get better. And right now, the best chance for the Jazz to get better is the draft. Now, we're waiting patiently for that.
Because we were talking about that one player that we could trade for.
We're waiting patiently for that opportunity, Sly, but it's not there right now.
Right. So how do you fix it?
Patience.
What incentive would the NBA have to do? Because the NBA has been doing things over the years. Now the 65 games, the 60-plus games to be able to to be qualified.
Yeah, that's part of it. The play-in game was one of the things, one of the incentives to give teams to try to play hard, to try to make that play-in to get in the playoffs.
I thought, was this like year four or five of that?
Yeah, and it's been very successful.
I think it's been successful, yeah.
100%, sure. Here's the problem. I think we're realizing now why European football, a.k.a. soccer,
mm-hmm.
especially the Premier League, has promotion and relegation. Because you have to have an incentive to win from start to finish.
Correct.
Otherwise, you have what's happening right now. And the NFL has this. I mean, NFL starting even see it as well. How many games in week 18 matter? There's a handful, but the other games are like the Cardinals. Like you started to see it. Like the Caleb Williams thing was real. Like these teams are kind of like, I want to lose, try to get a shot at Caleb Williams. It's not as big in football because one 11th isn't franchise altering,
right?
Unless it's just an unbelievably talented quarterback, and maybe Caleb Williams was worth it. So you don't see it to the degree that you see in the NBA, where one player like a LeBron and Anthony Edwards, I mean, you can go back a Kobe, make a big difference where that one guy changes your franchise
but
forever.
With football, it's everybody's trying to get that last position, and if you don't got it, then you know you can't like get it. As far as basketball, if I get into this group, I'm in the lottery.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm fighting to lose for. fighting to lose to get into this lottery to where I don't have to be the exact worst.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. Get a 10% chance.
Speaking of 90s movies.
Oh, classic.
It all comes back full circle to 90s movies and TV shows. Trust me.
Oh, I got ripped off by this little sweet old lady. Oh man.
We're just going to go home and watch Dumb and Dumber now. We're done for the day. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good night. I don't know. I don't know. I think that promotion relegation is probably one of those things, but that's never going to happen. You're not going to add. I don't know. It's just, I don't know what the NBA is supposed to do, but it's not fun. for franchises that like the Jazz and the Raptors and others that are in this position where the only way to better your team is through the draft and to get those picks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're angling to get a better pick instead of actually going out and putting your best team out there to compete, and it's not good for the game. But it does present opportunities, and Johnny Juzang has received an opportunity. He had 27 points last night off the bench. Shot the heck out of the basketball. His stats were pretty impressive. Johnny Juzang, this is an opportunity where, in these moments where, yeah, your team's struggling and you're just trying to develop and give developmental minutes to your team, but somebody like Johnny Juzang can benefit from this extremely. Somebody who was in the G League, who's trying to fight for his NBA life. I mean, he's one decision away or one move away from being in Europe for the rest of his career.
Right.
Then he comes out here last night, 27 points against the Warriors. And what does he do? He shoots 7 of 8 from 3. So suddenly, you go out and prove that you can shoot 7 of 8 from 3 at the NBA level.
That's value.
Now you go from, I might have to go to Europe, to I'm going to have multiple teams offering me contracts because my contract's up at the end of the year.
Right.
So don't tell me that those games don't matter to people like Johnny Juzang. They just don't matter to us watching as fans. We're not really engaged and enthralled with developmental minutes. Now, again, if you're a hardcore basketball fan, I watch every Jazz game because, to be blunt, it's my job.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch the Jazz no matter what. I will watch sports no matter what. I'm not like everybody else. Everybody else has lives. They have things to do. They have a lot of things going on in their life, and you better have a really good product, and you better be really entertaining in order to get my attention, that I'm going to stop what I'm doing and all the busy things I have to do and all the things I'm supposed to be attending to sit on my couch for 2 to 3 hours and watch your game.
Mm.
You better present something that's pretty darn compelling.
Yes.
Right? And I think we're getting to that point.
We
with
just
Netflix
talk about that. Yeah.
And all these apps and your phone, and TikTok is the biggest one right now. My kids, I'm trying to get rid of it. They keep finding it and getting on TikTok.
It's everywhere.
They won't go away. But my point is, like, there's just all these options for entertainment on top of what you actually should be doing as human beings.
Right.
That there's only so much time. So sitting for 2 to 3 hours anymore, whether it is a movie or a TV series or a documentary or an NBA basketball game, it better be good or people aren't going to watch it. I think the Jazz are trying to get there, but it's not going to happen overnight. And they're going to have to take their lumps. And then maybe they got to find guys like Johnny Juzang who can be a part of that. They need to find an even bigger star, but guys like Johnny are getting their chance, and these rookies are getting to develop. But overall, Sly, I think the NBA playoffs are going to be unbelievable. And before we go to break here, we don't have time to go to that. We ran out of time. We were talking about movies too much. I don't have time to get into the Western Conference race and do it.
I blame Jeremy.
Well, I can't do it justice.
Well, folks, the Western Conference is exciting.
It is
Simple
great.
As that.
And let me just say this real quick before we go to break, just to amplify my point here, is I'm looking at the Western Conference standings. And, of course, this is key because number 6 doesn't have to be in the play-in, okay? The Suns currently hold that, but they're tied in record with the Pelicans. So the gap between the Suns and the Golden State Warriors is 3 games. With these teams having as many as 4 or 5 games left on the schedule.
And the Suns got a hard schedule.
They do. They lost to the Pelicans last night. This is really interesting. The Suns, Pelicans, Kings, Lakers, and Warriors are all bottled up 3 games apart. And 2 of those teams I just mentioned aren't making the playoffs. The drama is going to be, like I talk about, the storytelling, the drama, having Steph Curry versus LeBron James in a play-in game, 10 versus 9, loser goes home.
I don't want that, though. That's
you don't want it as a Lakers fan, but as a basketball fan, as a human being, I want it.
But check it out. What
because
if,
all of a sudden, I care about the NBA again, just like that.
If it's the Kings and Warriors for 9 and 10, and the Lakers versus the Suns for 7 and 8.
Still doesn't have the same cachet as Lakers-Warriors for even the chance to keep your season alive.
I want a series of Lakers
and Warriors. I just want that on purpose. I want Lakers-Warriors because the stakes will be so high in one game.
Yes.
It's going to feel like an NCAA tournament game in the NBA level.
Yes, for sure.
And the Warriors are going to bring their best. LeBron's going to bring his best. Their season is on the line one game. I love it. I can't wait for that. We'll talk a lot more about the NBA playoffs as they get closer. But while we talk about the problems the NBA has, it certainly has a lot of great things going on
yes, it
at
does.
The top. And the playoffs are going to be awesome. All right, Jeremy, what do we got to do here? We got
the giveaway, golf.
The giveaway! Okay,
golf fire for giveaway.
Let's keep doing that. All right. Right now, be caller 12 at 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-9663. And you will be assigned one of the top 26 golfers or the field in the Uinta Golf Major Giveaway from Uinta Golf. If your player wins, you win your player's brand of driver. And if you know these golfers at the professional level, they're not golfing cheap.
No.
That driver is going to be as nice as can be. So that is a great prize. Again, be caller number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-9663. When we come back,
real
Utah
quick, I got something for you real quick.
Okay.
Do we want to stack the field so our guy wins? Pick the best guys? What do you want to do here?
What?
I got a sheet here of all the players.
Oh, we got to do that then.
No, that's what we're just doing. I'm just saying. I get to decide.
You get to decide.
Do we stack the field so our show can get a winner, or what are we doing here?
I think that's exactly what we want to do.
Cheat, Jeremy?
No. We pick numbers.
We're competing with the other shows on...
Don't we always do that?
On the zone.
Yeah, every show gets...
Jeremy.
Same thing.
We are absolutely going to do that.
You got to play to win, Jeremy.
Okay.
It's not even a question.
I think we've got a room of fierce competitors here. So the answer is always yes.
Everybody gets a good golfer, but
and by any means necessary. By any means necessary.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear.
We're in it to win it. How about that? Okay, we officially have to go to a break. When we come back, it's a Utah spring football update. Can't wait to hear Sly's take on this, but you'll hear the latest from the camp going on right now. We'll be right back. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And now, a look at traffic from the KSL Traffic Center.
A couple of problems that we're dealing with. South end of the valley, a crash. I-15's rampant.
And now your Ute Spring Football Update on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You knew we wouldn't go a whole show without some football. Let's go check in up on the hill. Utah Spring Football continues. We're going to hear from a linebacker today. Let's hear from Trey Reynolds, a young linebacker on this team. Back from a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And back to playing football. Here he is talking about how it is coming back from a mission.
Easy transition, for sure. The mission's rough. You're on a strict schedule all the time. And coming back here, that strict schedule remains in place. So it was really easy to get back into it. And I was working hard. I am working hard. So.
He also talks up how he can pick up before he left off.
I've been studying so hard and kind of just like picking off like right where I left off, you know. It's been a lot easier the second time around. I've had a couple of years to think about it. So I kind of let it soak in a little bit. It's been good.
And finally, the message to the new players in the locker room.
Next man up, you know. I mean, if one guy goes down, we're up. So everyone needs to know the defense, and he treats everyone the same. So it's good. Best player plays.
So there you go. Trey Reynolds, a young linebacker who may see some time on the field this year. They got to replace Lavani DeMooney, so some young guys got to step up. Sly, what do you think about Trey Reynolds, and what do you think about that linebacker room?
Well, he might be the first return missionary that said it was easy coming back. I've talked to a lot of them.
Trey.
Has made the transition good and who haven't.
Oh, it's been easy, Trey. Good for you.
Yeah, right? I mean... And I don't think I've ever heard a return missionary said that it was easy. You know, Paul Kruger came back off of his mission. He was stellar.
Yeah.
Right? He started at tight end and came back to the defensive side of the ball. But he didn't say it was easy. And he was in great shape. I've seen a lot of guys come back off their mission. Covey, right?
Yeah.
Come back off their mission. If he's making it easy, man, I can't wait till they put the pads on in spring. But, yeah, Trey Reynolds is great, man. Of course, he was a high recruit for us back in the day. But, you know, this is a stacked linebacker room. You know, vying for playing time is not going to be easy. Coach Whittingham has said it multiple times, right? It's competition brings the best out of everybody. So if you're, as he said, and it's a very true statement, I've lived by it from my collegiate and professional career, next man up, yeah. Right? Your opportunity is right around the corner, and are you going to be ready for it? So everything he said is besides the return missionary stuff, everything he said was on point, and he's right, man. And so I love that, you know, these linebackers have that mentality, and they're going in it to win it, man.
Look, Lander Barton and Kareni Reed are your linebackers.
Right.
Those are your two guys. Right. Lavonnie DeMooney was great last year, and he would have been obviously much needed. But it is a loss, and they do need depth. If anything taught us last year about Utah football,
how important.
You might need depth. You never know. You don't control injuries. They happen, and they can happen to you a lot. And right. if you don't have guys ready, as we saw last year, Kareni and Lander were banged up.
Right.
What happened? Other guys had to step up.
Well, Lavonnie was there to clean up for when both of them were gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So Lavonnie's not there. Who cleans up now? I guess we don't know the answer to that, do we?
Right. Who's going to be that guy? Sione Fotu's great, you know, in that linebacker room right
Calvert's
there.
Calvert's there as well.
Calvert's doing great.
Yeah.
You know, so that linebacker room needs people. And so it's going to be absolutely awesome.
We will find out who that will be, but it's depth is important. And
especially the linebacker position.
Oh, for sure.
Linebacker translates to a lot of other positions right. on the football field that you could utilize, right? You're yeah. down a defensive end, you can throw a linebacker in there who would understand the techniques in the running game, right? All special teams, from being a wing player on the field goals
yeah.
to running down on kickoff to kick return to punt return, punt. Linebacker translates to a lot of positions on the football field, so it's a very valued position on the football team.
No doubt about it. We'll see how that depth continues to develop over spring and into the fall. That is your Utah football spring update. Call us now. Are we doing this, Jeremy? Call us now at 801-575-9663 to give us the Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Week. We gave it out this morning on DJ and PK. Be caller 12 now at 801-575-9663 and tell us the play to be our winner for a $20 Amazon gift card with an impressive lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. It's no wonder that people are switching to Chevy, Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers. All right, when we come back, we're going to get you ready for the national championship game on the men's side tonight, UConn versus Purdue. Who has the edge? What does Purdue have to do to end UConn's impressive run? That and more coming up next. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.